Someone asked me what I was giving up for Lent. And I said to them, I'm trying to eat in a better way. I'm trying to pray more and trying to be of a better service to other people. And someone said, you could give up about 20 minutes of your homily, Father. There's some things I'm not going to give up. Amen. It is good to be in God's house this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Before I preach this morning, I want to acknowledge our seminarians who are with us today. We're very blessed to have young men from not just Philadelphia, but from all over who are preparing and discerning God's call to the priesthood. Today is called Multicultural Sunday. Amen. They didn't have this in my time. But seminarians are going to parishes throughout the archdiocese to experience parish life. That's why they're sitting among you today. And secondly, they're experiencing parish life in unique cultures of the diocese. It's good for you to be here, and we're happy you're here. Would our seminarians, our future priests, please stand? We might acknowledge your presence today. Now, you could have gone to any church in the diocese, but if you want to experience African-American culture in a Catholic context, they tell me that St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church is a place to go for that. Yes. Amen? Yes. We are very much a Catholic parish. We're infused and blessed with the gift of being African-American and welcoming all people. That's one of the gifts we bring to our church is hospitality and welcome to anyone and everyone. So young men, you're very welcome in this space this morning. We're glad you're here today. Amen?
Amen.
I invite you to pray with me that the God's word has been proclaimed so well today that it might be preached well as God desires. Yes. First thing Pope Francis did was he said, pray for me. So pray for me today that I might get this right. God's word this morning. Be merciful, Lord, for I have sinned and we have sinned. And we need your strength today, Lord. It's hard out there sometimes. We get weary and frustrated. We need your strength this morning. I need your strength. And ministers of the gospel today, we need the strength too to do the work you've asked us to do. So bless us today, Lord, and bless me that my word today may be your word. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You know, this first Sunday of Lent, the church always goes to the same scene. It's in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Synoptic Gospels. All tell the same story of Jesus and his encounter with the devil in the desert. The devil is always busy. In the very first book of Genesis, we hear how the tempter came at the first couple, Adam and Eve, to trust God. The devil is always busy. And we hear today this encounter between our Lord Jesus and the devil, and how cunning the devil is his temptation of Christ. What do you think that he will do to us if he comes at Jesus? And so we hear the three specific temptations. The first is to his human nature, huh? Being hungry. 40 days, 40 nights, Matthew tells us he was hungry. I can't go 4 hours sometimes. We complain about fasting and abstinence during Lent. 40 days and 40 nights of no eating. It's humanity. He's hungry. And the devil comes at him and tempts him. Turn these stones into bread. Take care of yourself. Provide food for others. And the Lord resists that. The second temptation is to mistrust God. God's not faithful. God's not honest. Don't trust him. Test him. And Jesus once again resists that temptation. Faithful is he, because God is faithful to us. But it's that third temptation I'd like to focus on this morning. It's when the devil takes Jesus to a very high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of this world and says, all of this is yours, but you got to worship me, serve me. You got it all. Just give me the praise. And that's when the word tells us, Jesus says, get away, Satan. There's something about that temptation for him to get off the path and to the path of worship, of adoration, of praise to his God, where Jesus says, that's enough. Get out of my way. We come week after week, most of us, and a primary reason for us to come is to worship. To give God thanks and praise for what God has done for us. And we worship God in times in bad, don't we? In sickness and health. Some of us don't even feel good today, but we come this morning to worship our God because God deserves our praise. We come to give God the thanks for what God has done for us. God's been good to me, and God deserves that praise. And that's when I hear this today, it reminds me so clearly of my priorities to give God time, give God praise. Because I believe when I fortify myself in praise and thanks and worship to my God, it gives me direction in my life. When the devil comes at me and tries to tempt me from my path, I'm able to sustain myself because I know who I am as God's child. And I come and give God my praise and my thanks, even in the midst of the challenges and the pains of life. Somebody knows what I'm talking about this morning. This past week began the holy season of Lent. That beautiful sign of a cross on our forehead. So many people are attracted to that and come out to receive the ashes. One lady came and she was rushing to work. I got to get my ashes. I said, will I see you Sunday? Have a good day, Father. Getting the ashes is a symbol of something far greater about that cross on your head that reminds you and reminds the world, I got to worship my God, give God thanks and praise, and allow God to order my steps on my journey. The ashes can't do much for you, but I know someone. I know someone who woke me up this morning. I know someone who is good to me in all situations. I know someone who protects me in the battle. I know someone who provides for me in my need. And he deserves the praise and the thanks for what God has done in our life. In these days of Lent, in these holy days of Lent, we might find ourselves on the battlefield. Every day. And how do we stay strong on the battlefield? It's by giving God time. Yes. It's by worship. Yes. It's by priority of God. To make an understanding to know the importance of God in our life. I had a funeral a number of years ago of a young woman who lost her husband. And it was a sad funeral for me because I knew the family so well. And to me, it was such a sad reality because they had just started out their marital life. Almost unfair, huh? And I watched this woman continue to praise her God in the midst of a loss of her husband. To continue to praise her God when some folks would have run away in anger and frustration, and this is not fair. But continue to praise her God in the midst of the struggles of life. And she said to me, "You know, Father, I thank God for the time we had together." Amen. And reminds me, every day is a gift. Every day should be treasured. Every day we celebrate and give thanks because we don't know about tomorrow. Amen. We don't know about tomorrow, church. Yes. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow may not come. Or we plan, we better plan, but also submit to God's plan. That's why we have to remind people in our own homes, in our own communities, we need to find some place to worship on Sunday morning. We need to be in God's house to praise our God, to give thanks to our God. And as Catholic folk, if we claim to be part of this great gift of Catholic Church, we need to go to Mass every Sunday. Not just when we feel like it, but I believe when our praises go up, the blessings come down. I believe, I still believe, that if I give God my praise and my thanks, that God will order my steps. And when I find myself in that battle with the Lord, with the Satan, I know the Lord is fighting not just beside me, but for me. Because a battle sometimes is not mine, it's the Lord's. We ask God to bless this holy season of Lent and allow each of us each day to put God first. Put God first in our life. To have the priorities placed, to give God the worship we need. Get out of my way. Get away, Satan. The Lord your God shall you worship, and God alone shall you serve. See, I promised him that I would serve him until I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Amen.
Father Steve, could you stand up for a second? I know this is a surprise. Please stand. As a church family, we congratulate our pastor, Father Thorne, who will be honored with the 2020 Community Leadership Equity Award from Cabrini University for his work in diversity in school leadership.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Got me, huh? The children? Would you want the children? Okay. I don't turn red very easily, so. Thank you very much. I do also want to mention that this Tuesday is the Feast of Catherine Drexel. And we're very blessed to have, we're very close to her community in many ways. The chair that is the celebrant's chair was Reverend Mother's chair that she began the community with. It's 1892, it's a great relic. And we're very blessed to have that in our midst. It was Mother Catherine's chair. And every time I sit on it, it reminds me of the great gift of who she was and who she is as a saint of our church, who who had so many gifts that she just gave them away because she worshiped her God. Amen?
Amen.
These statues belong to the Drexel family of St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother. And they were in the Mother House Chapel. And again, their Superior General gave them to us. And the reason why Sister Donna did that was because she wanted them to be in a place that had Mother Catherine's spirit. I believe if she were walking around today, she would be in places like this.
Amen. That's right. Yes. That's right. Yes, she would.
Because St. Catherine Drexel had the eyes to see God's presence in all of God's people. And especially in a time when many people did not see God's presence in black and brown people. Her eyes were fixed on the Lord. And her beautiful image here to my left, we'll honor her for Mass on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. So I invite you to come out. Many of you are retired. Come to Mass on Tuesday at 10 o'clock as we recognize Sister Mary Norbert and Sister Lynn Marie, who are blessed sacraments. Sister, stand up, please, and let's thank God for your ministry. And that's been my prayer today, especially for our seminarians. We've had seminarians come here and did not like our celebration. And they talk to people about it. I hear a lot of things. In fact, somebody said a few years ago that there was a very nice concert, but not a Mass. Okay, we are a Catholic church.
Amen.
Yes.
And we celebrate the Eucharist. The same Eucharist celebrated all over the world.
Yes.
And I pray you young men today understand the gift of seeing God's presence in all of God's people.
Yes.
I know for me, as somebody who grew up a few blocks away, I've been blessed to be in this community.
Yes.
You've helped me become a better Catholic and a better priest. And I'm grateful to my parishioners, my church family, for helping me become what God has called me to be.
Yes.
And the highlight of my week is when I worship my God on Sunday morning in this church.
Yes.
And I'm not sure about other priests, but that's where I get my energy.
Yes.
To go forth and to serve God's people, wherever I find them. I've been blessed for 22 years to be a priest, to serve God's people. And like St. Catherine Drexel, I hope God will continue to help me to see God's presence wherever I find God's people.
Amen.
One of my cultural diversities I find is teaching in college now. I'm old. And they're young. And so cultural diversity is not always a racial thing. I'm old, and they're young. They all kind of excuses that get their work done. But I learned from them, and I think they learned from me. Our world needs to build bridges.
Yes.
Racial, gender, economic, all kind of divides today. We need unity. This woman is a saint today. Also, how much money she gave away. Because she built bridges.
Yes.
And saw God's presence in God's people. Amen. All God's people. Would that all of us could leave this church today and recognize Jesus in everyone we meet. We can make our world a much better place.
Amen.
Hope all of us will go downstairs to our seminarians to meet our first parishioners downstairs in the hall. Go out that way and go downstairs for refreshments after Mass, and we'll keep on keeping on this Lenten journey. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. My pastor's challenge.
Oh.
Every Sunday of Lent, I give out a challenge. Amen?
Amen.
I've been thinking and praying about the pastor's challenge this week. What should I give you, think? Which I challenge myself, if you think.
Wow.
How about this? I challenge you to read for 1 hour the Bible this week. 15 minutes times four, two 30-minute periods, or it's a whole hour. But read the Bible this week, amen?
Amen.
And come to Mass next Sunday without your phone. Well, if you have your phone, turn it off during Mass.
Amen.
So we're going to focus on God's Word this week. Open the Bible and read whatever passage you want to read this week, and come to Mass and leave your phone in the car, at home, or just turn it off.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You got real quiet, didn't y'all? Y'all ride with me on the Bible thing. I got your father. Then the phone? You can do it. Amen? Because God is trying to get through to you.
Amen.
God's trying to get through to you. Let's stand now for our final blessing today. I ain't going to do that. Father said, I ain't going to do that. I ain't doing that. He better turn his phone off. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.